Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The problems
seemed right,
there was no way out.
I don't have to spend good
day
for day.
I'll
be
and it made,
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not sin free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh, Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my
knees.
Did all I could do. Oh my God, still would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Mercy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. I have really been trying on this program to get every one of us to learn how to improvise, adapt, and overcome. I'll mention that again later on over into the program. But you don't know how important that those three phrases are. And I have been just trying to encourage each one of us on this program to sort of do something of that sort. So welcome to the program. I'm Willie Bradshaw, minister of the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. If you're ever in this area, if you're ever in the Atlanta area or Kennesaw or Marietta or anywhere of that sort, you are right in our back door, and we just invite you to come and to be a part of our service. We had a fantastic service on yesterday, which was Father's Day, And I'm hoping that each one on this program who is married or whoever has a Father's Day, that you had a good day. And, of course, we know that Father's Day began in 1910, and it began because a lady decided, thought it was a good idea. She was sitting in church on Mother's Day and was listening to a Mother's Day sermon. And at that particular time, there was not a Father's Day at all. And so while she was sitting there listening to a Mother's Day sermon, thought about her father, because her father was the one raising them at the present, because her mother had already passed away. And at the end of the sermon, when she got back by the door, she told the preacher, she said, you know, it would be real good if we could have Father's Day. And so in 1910, we began to have Father's Day. And isn't that strange that it would come from a woman? But God, we are so thankful for the contributions that women make and for the things that they can come up with, because you would have thought that they would have come up with a man, but it didn't. It came up as a result of a woman who was thinking about her father and said, I wish we could have a Father's Day sermon or something of that sort. And so we ended up with a Father's Day. So we had a good Father's Day on yesterday. And then, of course, also this weekend is in some areas it's called Juneteenth, when slaves was freed. As a matter of fact, this is Juneteenth as a result of Texas. As a matter of fact, they was freed 2 years before they was told that they was freed. The master forgot to tell them that they was freed. And but in Kentucky, ours came in August. We celebrate 8th of August, like they celebrate Juneteenth. And so, so this is that weekend. And it's a holiday, and you're supposed to be off, and some people are off, and there's barbecues and things of that sort. But let me just tell you what happened just about 4 minutes ago. 4 minutes ago. That's why I'm telling you, I'm trying to teach you how to improvise, adapt, and to overcome. At less than three minutes ago, we was in total darkness here in Riverdale. We was in total darkness. Woke up this morning, no electricity at all. It just come on when I start talking. But I want to tell you this about that improvising and adapting is that, and it's raining cats and dogs. I got the basement door standing wide open. When I was a child, we used to have the door standing wide open and lay in the floor and let the wind, when the wind blow the rain on you, you'd get up and run or something like that. But anyway, so I'm doing one of my little childhood things this morning. Got the door standing, basement door standing wide open. It's raining cats and dogs. It is thundering and lightning outside. And like I said, we had no electricity, no power. But here's the thing. God wants us to be prepared. He don't only want us to be prepared for everlasting life, but he wants us to be prepared for this life. So what do we do? We've got flashlights around. We've got candles around. Some of those lanterns that you used to see on cowboys and everything, we got five or six of them, and they got oil and loaded. So whenever the lights and stuff go out, we don't wake up in the morning talking about, oh, my God, what we going to do? What are we going to do? All we do is we get up and we get our lighters, and we start lighting our lanterns. We start lighting our candles. I got different kinds of flashlights, some to set up, some that you hold in your hand, this, that, and all. So that's what God wants us to do. This would not have been. And plus now I was broadcasting in total darkness when we first started. But now broadcasting with the daylight that's outside, that's coming through from the rain and everything. So be prepared, people. This is not the first time that the electricity has gone off. That is a clue. That's all I'm trying to tell you is that I didn't learn this just from Boy Scouts, like be prepared, and the Marine Corps when he says be prepared. You learn this from God. This is not the first time electricity has been off, so it would make sense to me. It would make sense that you be prepared the next time that it go off. So go to Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere like that and get you some flashlights, get you some of those lanterns, and they even have some lanterns with the batteries in them. Whatever it is, the next time your electricity goes off, don't panic, don't faint, because you are prepared. That's what God wants us to be. And so just a few days ago, I was sitting here in total darkness, getting ready to do this program. I had all my flashlights out and all my lights. And just about time I got ready to say something, God provide, and the lights popped on. And so good morning, everybody, everywhere, with whatever situation you're in. Learn to deal with it. If it happens to you one time, I guarantee you it might come back around again. So don't continue to be stupid. Don't continue to just be ignorant and unlearned, as they would say. Learn something from the things that happen around about you, and next time you'll be prepared. So improvise. Adapt and overcome. As I said before, yesterday was Father's Day. And so on today, what would I have to be happy about? Total darkness, raining cats and dogs, was going to have a barbecue and all of that kind of stuff. But you improvise on that. I remember one time it rained on a holiday, and boy, we had ribs and chicken and everything. And we was getting ready to go. I had to stop the back of the truck and fire that thing up and barbecue some chicken and barbecue some ribs. Now, the only drawback was that truck smelled like barbecue chicken and ribs for about 3 months. And if you drove and went to the church, they said, oh, y'all having chicken today? No, that was 3 weeks. That was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So, but it was smelling so good. So we don't let, well, what we're going to do? We're going to do something. We're going to drive somewhere. We're going to ride somewhere. You can stop now and get your Subway or eat somewhere else. Don't let the weather destroy what you're trying to do. That's what God wants us to do, is be prepared. And that's the reason why he tells us, in the scriptures about the joy of true religion. Today is still a happy day. I got the basement door standing slap wide open. It's raining cats and dogs, but you can smell from that rain, and it's a purpose behind that, and God still wants us to be happy. In the book of Philippians, John 10 and verse number 10, the Bible said, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly, even in this thing of raining, and even in this thing of the lights being out. God still wants us to some kind of way live an abundant life. Don't get up in the morning. I got to go to work today, so how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that? Be prepared for it, and you won't have to wonder how you're going to do it. And then in the book of Acts chapter 8 and verse number 39, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, And the eunuch went on his way after he was baptized. He saw him no more. And the Bible says he went on his way rejoicing. And, we just have so many passages in the Bible that tell us to about rejoicing and about being happy with the Lord. And we'll talk about that more a little bit later on. But I was wanting you to know this morning that you need to learn how to improvise, adapt, and overcome so that your day will still be full of joy. Your day will still be what God wanted to be. And you can get up and go to work, and you can still get up, take a shower, all that kind of stuff, because our water heater is a gas, and we have a little gas thing downstairs. So we're not hampered by that. So I'm thinking of all the joyous and the great things that God has done for me, and the mindset that He has put in me, that on a lot of things we can be prepared. Why? Is because this is not the first time that our lights have been out. This is not the first time that it has rained on a holiday that we plan to do certain outside activities. And so you just get your umbrellas and get your galoshes and get your raincoat and get your little rain cap on, ladies, and go on out there in it, and then make this day do what it do. And then you'll still enjoy this day. So don't be miserable. Don't be miserable this day. The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, He still tells us this wonderful thing that He tells you: rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And listen to what He said: and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts through your minds. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, listen to what He says: think on these things. This is one of the most beautiful days that I've ever seen that the Lord has granted me, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, it's thunder and lightning, and it is raining, and it's supposed to do it all week. So what? Be prepared. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and He's coming again. And I hope that each one of you on this call will have a super duper week.